6:54. Text time on the show. Do you have some issues with the Internal Revenue Service? Is Wisconsin or Illinois on your back? Well, we've got the solution for you. It's Francetic Tax Resolutions and Mr. Paul Francetic. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
When people are in the weeds, as I like to say, with the IRS or their local or state tax people, you're the guy, Paul. Make that call.
Yep.
It's as simple as that. This is my favorite time when your Paul Francetic newsletter comes out. And I got to say, Paul, this November edition may be the best one ever. You've had quality newsletters in the past, but this one is just chock full of fun stuff. We find out who your favorite actor is. Don't spill it. You have to check the newsletter. Okay. 5 healthy life hacks to have an awesome morning. I noticed you didn't include mentioning our program in those hacks.
I messed up on that deal.
Yeah, I might have to make an addition to that thing. Of course, every month it's a recipe, zesty orange cranberry sauce. Are you kidding me? Fantastic. Fantastic. And all of those recipes taste tested personally by Paul Francetic.
Yep. I'm on top of that.
He's on top of that. All right. We have breaking news today, Paul, concerning the IRS. And that has to do with the e-filing option for folks.
Yeah, so this Saturday the 21st, the IRS will be shutting down your ability to e-file any tax returns until we start the 2020 filing season, probably around January 25th or so of next year. So if you haven't filed your tax return yet, or even filed for your economic stimulus payment, you can still do that. You know, if you could have filed a tax return for that, or there's an application you can go through on the IRS website. That's going to go away after the 21st as well, and you'll have to wait until you'll file your 2020 tax return to qualify for that stimulus payment again.
So let me ask you this. Do you have to e-file to qualify for the stimulus payment, or can you do it the old-fashioned way?
No, you have to either file a tax return electronically, or there's an application on the IRS.gov website.
Okay.
There's a box you can click on to put in your information. So if you haven't gotten your stimulus check for whatever reason, you can go on there and check. Or if you got to give them some identifying information, you can take care of that on the website. But like I said, once we get to the Saturday, then all that gets shut down then, because they got to ramp up and update the system for 2020 then.
Let me ask you this. When it comes to filing tax returns, e-filing, what are the percentages now as far as e-filing as opposed to traditional mailing of tax forms?
Yeah, I mean, it's very high. I think about last year they have available, I think it was up around 75 or 80%. So, it's getting up there. And I know, of course, the IRS would rather have all of them e-filed just because it's easier to process. They don't have to have somebody sitting at a computer there when a paper return comes in and keying the numbers, and then there's a chance of errors. I've had several instances in the past where we sent in a paper return because we had to. We didn't have a choice of e-file, and you know, the data entry person entered in some wrong numbers, and the client got a nasty letter saying they owed a ton of tax when they shouldn't have because there was a number transposed in the data entry system.
Maybe someday we'll do elections this way.
Could be.
I don't know. You know, honestly, though, I can see that happening years down the road where we electronically vote instead of the traditional. Who knows? That's just me looking into the future. I thought that we'd have flying cars by now, too. So, make sure you do that. And if you have any questions, you can call Paul. Paul, you'd be very proud of, I mentioned this earlier to Pete, that we've already started organizing our paperwork for 2021. So we're well ahead of the game, and you should see the stack of insurance bills I have. Oh, my gosh. That would choke a horse, I'll tell you that. So a good thing to do. Now, Paul, if folks have questions about our topic this morning, they want to take a gander at the newsletter, or they've got some real serious issues with the IRS or tax entities, they call you.
Yeah, 262tax.com. My phone number's on there. I've got an email contact page. I'll get back to you within 24 hours.
Maybe you could share some zesty orange cranberry sauce with Paul. It would be a fun afternoon. And, of course, Saturday morning, 7 a.m., it's Don't Get Frantic with Paul Francetic right here on WLIP. Paul, have a great day, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Bill. Appreciate you having me on.